Welcome to Dreams Connect. My name is Beste, and today we're exploring the fascinating connection between dreams and reality. But before we dive in, I want to share a personal journey that sparked my interest in this fascinating topic. As a child, I had an unusual fear, a fear of my dreams coming true. It might sound strange, but let me explain. When I was younger, I always felt afraid and extremely nervous to go to sleep. Never quite certain what my dreams might unveil. Scary creatures or imaginary monsters, a room full of spiders, and the biggest problem of it all, it felt so real. After watching The Day After Tomorrow, a movie about the apocalypse, I had this dream about a tsunami that haunted me and filled me with anxiety. I know what you think. I know a tsunami? In Europe? Germany? This fear somehow never really left me and followed me into my adult years. Fast forward to a more recent chapter, the passing of my dad. Grief became a heavy companion and that old fear came back even stronger. I was afraid to dream, to go to sleep. But then it happened. One night, I saw my dad in my dreams. Not as a haunting loss, but as a comforting presence. It was like my subconsciousness was rewriting the end, offering me peace instead of pain. I now see dreams not as prophecies, but as windows into our soul and emotions. My childhood fear transformed into a coping mechanism. And so, here we are, exploring the world of dreams together. I invite you and my guests to reflect on your own experience. Welcome my friend Merve, everyone. Say hi.
Hi.
Merve, my question is, what do dreams mean to you?
For me, my dreams are about processing my fears and emotions, I'd say. And they're also a way to reflect my day, or when I need answers, I also look into my dreams.
What situation or emotion triggered this interest for you to look into your dreams rather than to look away?
My mom always looked up her dreams in a dream book we had. It was a book for dream interpretation, so I was already familiar with it since I was a child. I think that's why sometimes dreams also help me to understand what I feel deep inside.
I always thought I could just push away every negative thought or uncomfortable confrontation too. But at night, you lose control over your thoughts, and when your subconsciousness takes over, it's pretty much over.
Perfect example, I'd say, is heartbreak. You dream about all the possibilities of a breakup, or after a breakup, all you do is dream about the person. And the connection that you shared is somehow connecting you through dreams, I feel.
Yeah, and it's really up to you what you do with it. People sometimes just need something they can hold on to or reminisce about. Or in some situation, I think that's all you got left, the connection you once shared. If we sparked any interest in your minds, I would suggest you to try it out for yourself. Look up something you remember about a dream, an animal, a symbol, or even event that took place. Also, you can check out Merve's Instagram page at Mind Archives. That's it for today. I want to say thank you for joining me. And don't forget, your dreams might tell you more than you know. Until then, sweet dreams.